Hello, you're listening to Youth Beat Radio. I'm your host, Anna Siriano. I met up with students from the Freedom School at the Summit and 16th Church. The Children's Defense Fund hosts Freedom Schools across the country to bring underserved students up to their appropriate reading level, as well as keep them active during the summer. The students I met were in the high school group. Maisha, Lainey, April, Josh, Joe, and Kwame interviewed each other, as well as their program coordinator, Greca, and two service leader interns, Cortez and Adrian. They also performed some daily chants, as well as poems they wrote during the six-week program. Stay tuned to hear the material they recorded.
Okay, so I just have to yell, what day is it?
Yeah.
What day is it?
It's Thursday at Harambe, in Freedom Schools in the house. Say what?
It's Thursday at Harambe, in Freedom Schools in the house.
It's Thursday and we're at Freedom School at Summit United Methodist Church. We've been doing Freedom School for 6 weeks now. Our Freedom School finale is Sunday. Today we will be presenting a variety of acts about Freedom School. My name is April Bird, and I have a poem to read. It's called, I Can Make a Difference. Make the world a better place. Stop doing drugs. If you see someone with a pipe, take it and give them hugs. Stop smoking. Be a good role model. Don't hang with people who swallow bottles. Stop everything. Let's get it cracking. Say no to prostitutes that's out there macking. No more homeless people. Let's lay them on satin. In a few years, I see myself rapping. I have a dream. Let's make it happen.
I got it.
Ready? Okay, ready, set, go.
What do you like about Freedom School?
What I like about Freedom School is it's inspirational and it's motivational, and plus you learn a lot.
Freedom School teaches you a lot, and it teaches you respect and to learn to do more things.
What is your favorite memory about Freedom School?
My favorite memory about Freedom School is Harambe, all the excitement.
My favorite memory about Freedom School is the impact that I had on the kids and the love and joy that I had at Freedom School.
My favorite part about Freedom School is all the kids and how happy they were, seeing the smile on their faces, and how you can have fun and learn at the same time. When I first came to Freedom School, I was so scared, like I didn't know what to do or anything. But as I got to know the kids, they started, like, loving me and happy around me, and they started calling me mommy and stuff like that, and it made me feel good.
Why do you think it's important to come to Freedom School?
I think it's important to come to Freedom School because this keeps you out of the streets for the kids. It just keeps you occupied during the day, during the summer, so you can have something to do.
You do something positive every morning that you know that you're coming to Freedom School. You eat good meals and you really make an impact on somebody's life, and I'm happy about that. I'm happy to come to Freedom School every morning. I wake up each morning and I know that I'm going to impact another child's life.
Hi, my name is Maisha Young. I am a volunteer at Freedom School and I wrote a poem. My poem is called, You Are My Light. You are my light in my darkness, my shelter in the storm. You give me strength when I am weak, and your love to keep me warm. When I was hurt, lost, and abused, it was then your faith I had used. When I was cold, depressed, and lonely, I stayed alive by your love only. When I felt pushed and shoved away, it was then your friendship made me stay. When I was sick and felt like dying, I knew you loved me by your crying. I knew you loved me, I knew you cared. You did what no one dared. You took the time to learn to see just what I really am in me. You listened to my thoughts and fears and helped me wipe away my tears. You helped me learn respect and love to pray to my God, Lord above. You are my light and my darkness. I hope you'll see. I love you, Freedom School, for eternity.
Even though it's to my mom that she would have changed her Freedom School. Cheater.
You're listening to Youth Beat Radio.
What are some activities you've done in Freedom School?
We take the kids outside to play volleyball. We do war ball. We do sports. We do kickball. We do all that.
We dance a lot. We make rockets. We have fun. Like, there's water park day. You can sing. Anything you want, like, learning.
We had clown day. We had pajama day. And we went to the movies. And we have a good time at Freedom School. You know, we went downtown and we went to the state house and we protested.
Did you guys protest?
We marched for no budget cuts.
So what was that like? Had any of you ever done that before? And like,
I never marched for nothing, but when I came to Freedom School and I experienced it, it was a great experience. It was really fun and I enjoyed it because I felt like I was standing up for a right. I felt like I was making an impact on the kid's life, doing something positive. I wrote a poem for my daughter. Her name is Ashanti, and it's called Ashanti's Inspiration. Just seeing you smile brightens up my day. It's so incredible, I have nothing to say. I see lots of potential coming your way. Loving you so much makes me very afraid. I have tears of a tiger, but I must not shed. Something I fear a lot is you seeing me in a deathbed. You're always on my mind, just like bread. Ashanti Nevaeh Latrice Crenshaw, you're on my mind and in my head.
Your favorite book at Freedom School?
My favorite book at Freedom School has to be Freedom Writers, because you learn a lot about your history and what our blacks and our whites went through and everything. And it tells us about when Martin Luther King died, and it tells us about Rosa Parks, and it tells us a whole lot, and it teaches us stuff that we probably wouldn't have learned, or we probably already learned, and, you know, it refreshes our memory, so I'm really happy to learn. It taught me more because I know, like, yeah, we have went over it in school, but when I came here to Freedom School, I mean, I didn't really, you know, I really wasn't listening to school. So when I came here to Freedom School, I sat here and I listened, and I actually learned, and I comprehended what my servant intern leader was teaching me.
The thing about Freedom School, they teach it in a fun way. It's not a boring way. Like in school, you may fall asleep and stuff like that, but Freedom School, we do activities and have fun.
So what kind of did you guys do an activity with reading Freedom Writers?
Yeah, we act things out. We did a mock trial. We have lots of fun here.
Oh, wow.
We love it.
The book that I really like is The Rock and the River. It's about a boy named Sam and his brother named Stick. His brother is a Black Panther, and his father is a civil rights leader. His father doesn't like his son Stick being in the Black Panthers. So he said one day, "You can't be in the Black Panthers living under my roof." So Stick said, "Fine," and he left.
I'm curious. So why did you like this book in particular?
Because it shows a racism of how it used to be.
Okay. So why is the reading about racism stuff particularly, like, interesting to you?
Yeah. It's how easy it is for us today, but it's still racism, but not how it used to be back then, where you can go anywhere.
Okay. And so have you guys done any activities with this book yet, or are you planning on it?
We did our posters about either you being on a Black Panther side or being on the nonviolent side.
You're listening to Youth Beat Radio.
Come on. We about to interview Miss Gray.
So, yeah. What? Make sure you get the recorder closer to me.
I'm going to interview again.
Me? I just got through what
an interview. I can't take all of this. All right. What am I supposed to be
Joe,
talking about?
Joe, you gonna ask the questions?
Okay, well let me out of the way.
At Freedom School. Like what? Like, wait, man, don't start it yet. Wait,
They're gonna edit it.
How do you like Freedom School? How did you get your job and your experience working with kids?
Okay, my experience with Freedom School, I got the job because I did sort of a unknown read aloud, meaning that I read a book and didn't know that I was kind of interviewing as I was reading the book. I was just being myself. I was interested in finding out the name of a book that I saw the movie when I was about 5 or 6, and it really scared me. So I grew up wondering what was this book, and nobody knew the name of the book. I found out it was Dr. Seuss's What Am I So Scared Of? Or What Am I Afraid Of? And I ended up reading it at a parent meeting when the project director of Freedom Schools came to visit and actually tried to advertise Freedom Schools and market them. So I read that, and once I was done, he said, you know, we really need a site coordinator, so come on over and fill out an application. I didn't know what Freedom Schools was. I didn't know what being a site coordinator entailed. So I went over there for the interview. They showed me the list of job duties, and I was just like, okay, this should be easy. I really didn't fall in love and find out what it was until I got to Tennessee for our first training in March. I saw the CDF, Children's Defense Fund, video introduction to Children's Defense Fund, and it really talked about advocating for children and educating children and standing up for children as far as healthcare is concerned, and as far as breaking the cradle to prison pipeline, which is if a child is not reading at grade level by third grade, there's a greater chance of them ending up in prison when they become young teenagers or adults. And so I really got involved with that. I felt like my time at Wyland Park Elementary School, volunteering and working with students kindergarten through fifth grade, really tied into what the Children's Defense Fund Freedom Schools program model was already about. So when I got here, my expectations were that children would fall in love even more greatly with reading and find how empowered they would be through reading. And I believe we've accomplished that. Children love reading now. They have a love for books that they didn't have when they got here. And I do believe they'll be back next year to take part in the Freedom Schools. They do activities that, you know, they normally wouldn't get if they were at home. So I think that Freedom Schools fills in the gap of them getting things that they normally would not get at home or outside of school. So that is what we're here to do, empower them through reading and cultural activities.
Yeah, Freedom School.
Thank you, Josh.
Tell me what you feel like doing, y'all. I feel like taking my job. Hold up.
I'm 16 going on 17, and it do improve your skills. Like, I got bitten eye by a dog, so my eye skips when I read. But since I've been here, I've been able to read good, like, out loud. I was afraid to read out loud at first, so it built my confidence up, too.
My reading and my comprehension, it really came up very, very, very much. When I first came here, I was shy to read, and I really didn't like to read. But now that I go to Freedom School, I love to read. I read books every day, and it's really encouraging. It's very inspiring. It teaches you a lot. You learn a lot, but you don't just do it at a slow pace. You learn a lot in so little time. And I'm really proud to work for Freedom School, and I'm really proud to. Matter of fact, I don't even work here. I volunteer here, and I'm proud to volunteer here because it is life-changing. It really makes you look at life just totally different.
I'm about to interview Cortez, Server Leader Intern here at Freedom School. Cortez, tell me how can you explain Freedom School?
Freedom School is a valuable program to help kids fall in love with reading, help them develop a positive, optimistic attitude towards reading. It also sets out to uplift kids' self-esteem.
What do you like about Freedom School?
I like challenging kids to not only reach, but also rise above their full potential and to exert themselves. The most rewarding part about Freedom School was helping kids cope and overcome the challenges that I have faced in my lifetime, younger adult lifetime.
What would you say was the best day at Freedom School for you?
Every day was the best day because every day was an opportunity to get kids motivated to rise beyond their circumstance and also to develop skills that will be useful in their future endeavors.
What you like about Freedom School?
I like, you know, the collective effort from all the staff who, and especially Marilyn Wright Edelman, who had the vision, and it's not merely a vision anymore, it is an experience for all kids. I admire the work and the visions behind this to make this thing a reality.
What was it like working at Freedom School?
Man, it was a lot of things. It was challenging, it was rewarding, it was in some ways energizing, and in some ways it just like saps your energy all at once. And I would say like the opportunity to work with kids, learn from kids every day is something that is such a privilege. And I love the people that I'm working with, the other SLIs and Greca as well. I mean, I look up to everyone, and it's been in some ways a very like humbling experience, and also very empowering, I would say, for me and then the people involved.
What's your favorite activity?
Volleyball, specifically the student staff volleyball game, which we won.
Are you sure you won?
Yeah, and we didn't cheat.
All right.
How do you like it at film school?
Oh, I mean, I like it a lot. Like I was saying, like some days are really great and like you have like tons of energy, and then there's some days that, you know, really try you. But I think it's like, you know, from the struggle we have growth, and like I've struggled a lot and I've grown through the experience, and I've seen many of the other SLIs struggle and grow from that. But most importantly, I've seen scholars struggle both academically and socially and grow in both of those regards as well.
What was the goodest time you had at Freedom School?
Water park day. I got to spray scholars with the hose, and I dunked a few people, and I surprised people with buckets of water. I got thrown into the pool twice. That was kind of scary. I forget who dunked me the first time.
I think it was Kwame and Josh.
And the other time it took like 8 people to dunk me in, but they got me. But yeah, that was like the one day where I was like, wow, I can't believe this is my job.
Are you tired yet?
No.
Are you ready to quit?
No.
Are you tired yet?
No.
Are you ready to quit?
No.
Cause we rock this shit. We rock this shit. We rock to the big motherfucking jam. Cause Freedom School is where I am. Cause Freedom School is where I am.
Are you tired yet?
No.
Are you ready to quit?
No.
Are you tired yet?
No.
Are you ready to quit?
No.
Cause we rock this shit. We rock this shit. We rock to the big motherfucking jam. Cause Freedom School is where I am.
Another poem I wrote is called Who Am I? Who am I? Am I blood or crip? Am I thug or G?
I tell you what I am. I'm a shy person who thinks a lot. I'm a person who wants to be somebody. Sometimes I might be a liar. Sometimes I might be a cheater. But all I know is that I'm a person who will respect you. I'm a person who will help you out. I'm a person who, if you cross me, well, just don't cross me. This is me. This is what I see. And a good woman is what I'm growing up to be. So don't try to stop me or knock me, because at the end, no matter what you say, you're not me.
Freedom School is a great place, full of inspiration and motivation. I believe every child should get the chance to experience Freedom School because they'll love it, and it will keep them out the streets and out of troubles. It will motivate them to achieve their dreams and goals. At the same time, they will learn tons of stuff while having fun. I'm proud to work at Freedom School because it's a great school environment, and it taught me a lot.
When I met the students, I was appreciative of their eagerness to do interviews and to learn. The Sunday after I spoke with them, they had their Freedom School finale, in which they performed, made speeches, and were awarded for their hard work with a large bag of books. The hope, leaders emphasized, was that learning continued. As one leader put it, in 6 weeks, they've only just planted the seed, but it needs water and sunshine to grow. This has been another episode of Youth Beat Radio. Remember to check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed, and more. You can also find us on Facebook or email us at youthbeat@osu.edu. I'm your host, Anna Siriano. Thank you for listening. Is produced by youth from Central Ohio High Schools, youth groups, and universities. The program is sponsored by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, and local sponsors. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.